Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Now, every day on this show, we try and kick off the programme with a good news chat. Something that will hopefully put a smile on your face. And this morning is no different. It's Thursday and if you've been watching the RTE's new crime drama, Kin, you're probably already excited about the next episode of the series, which will air this Sunday night. It is so good. Now, if you've missed it, here's a little idea of what's happened so far with the character of Jimmy Kinsella, played by the amazing Emma Jane Scanlon. Have a listen to this.
If I can't do this for Jimmy, then what kind of father am I? I'm not no fucking shit. I can't do this alone. I need help. And I wouldn't ask you if I wasn't desperate, but I am. I'm desperate, Michael. I need your help. Okay. Okay, you'll help me get more.
Trouble. I was screaming at the telly when I watched this. Well, the man who plays Jimmy is on the line now, Emma J. Scanlon. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for that introduction. I'm flattered. And that's probably the most I've heard of that. I haven't even seen the episodes, by the way. So just, you know, listening to that has taken me back to that time. So,
listen, crazy. It is so good. I mean,
I'm so glad you like it.
Massive viewing figures as well for the first two episodes. How do you feel about that?
That's crazy. It's exactly what you hope it's going to be. Like when I signed up for it, I felt it was special. You never do something because you think it's going to be crap. You do it because you want it to be good, and you have ambitions for it. But the viewing, even like the first episode, the viewing figures, I guess that's almost like the easy part. The hard part is to maintain those viewing figures for the second episode and the third, and then hopefully word of mouth will spread like wildfire and more people will tune in live or pre-recorded or
whatever way
they want to digest it. But I'm very flattered by the numbers when I'm being told them. I'm very flattered from people getting in touch, private messages, getting on Twitter or Instagram, just sending
people are all over it. They're all over it. But I have to ask you, when you get that script into your hand and you read something like Kin, do you know instantly, I need to do this? Is it a gut instinct?
Absolutely. Yeah. With Peter McKenna's writing especially, it was so beautiful and it was so layered and subtle in ways as well. And it was like a story that hadn't been told. I was attached to another project. Nothing had been signed, but obviously with the pandemic, everything went up in the air. And then I was left with a choice which one to choose. And they came back and they wanted me for Kin. And I would have bitten off their arm for it.
Wow.
It was a no-brainer for me. And then knowing previously, first of all, falling in love with the writing, which is always my favorite part of any job, is reading the script. You know, the TV series or the movie that I see in my head when I'm reading it is what I want to sign up for anyway, the potential of that. But knowing that Ciarán Hinds and Aidan Gillen wasn't attached, but he was rumored to be, and Charlie Cox was there, who'd play my brother, who, by the way, does a great Dublin accent, so to speak.
Unbelievable,
It's pretty impressive. I'll never tell that to his face, but it was pretty impressive.
So as a Clontarf native, what was it like to film around Dublin?
Oh, Jennifer, listen, when this job came to fruition, we were obviously, it was 2020 and it was the height of the pandemic and the travel was restricted and seeing family was restricted and all those things. Apart from me being my happiest when I'm on set and second only to being with my family, the chance to go home, and my home is where the heart is, you know, and that's basically, I had such a drive and a hunger, especially within the conditions that we were all living and trying to navigate through. I said, I don't know when I'm going to get to see my parents. It was a massive pull for me. My beautiful daughter just finished her leaving cert in Athlone. I wanted to see her. It was like, it was a chance to go home for about 4 or 5 months to do what I love and to see family. It was a no-brainer. I felt very, very blessed that it came around at that certain time.
Yeah, because COVID was in full swing when Kin was being filmed. How did you all deal with that? Was there a lot of stopping and starting, or were you quite lucky?
I don't want to say lucky, because we put in a lot of work. I mean, we worked tirelessly to make sure that everyone was safe and everyone was tested, and that we were all, well, we all felt like we were very blessed to be working in the, I think at one point, we were the only production working. We hadn't shut down for any reasons. I travelled over on a ferry with my wife and my then 3-month-old son, and we got an apartment on the Keys, and by sheer coincidence, Charlie Cox, who plays my brother, was in that same apartment block. Sam Keeley as well was just above me in the same apartment block. So by sheer coincidence, we were in the same block. So even in the height of the pandemic, where you weren't allowed to travel and everywhere was closed, we still had each other, you know. We still had our family. We still had our kin while making kin. And it was just this... It was really, really fortuitous, but we did work extremely hard, and we were very vigilant and very careful when doing it, because it was such uncharted territory. I mean, the testing I do now for shows, just like it touches the back of your throat or touches your nostril. Back then, it went past your tear duct and into your brain. It was like,
Do you know how many tests you've had? Could you say, I'd say you're well in the hundreds now of the amount of tests you've probably had having to work on set.
I think the most I've ever had in 1 week was 14, and that's because there was a scare. But that was a one-off. I had to do like 2 a day. But yeah, I've been tested many, many, many times.
Well used to it. Our younger viewers will know you from Hollyoaks. You finished there in 2013 and gone on to appear in some just amazing shows like Peaky Blinders and The Fall and Gangs in London. But let's talk about Jimmy. What is it about that role?
Just wonderful, wonderful character to play. He was he's very loyal, first and foremost. Mm. In my opinion, probably the most loyal. He's incredibly vulnerable. He wears his heart on his sleeve. I mean, you don't mess with him. At the same time, you can read him like an open book. That was very attractive to me. I found myself, as Emmett Scanlon, trying to defend him in certain situations and in certain scenes, and almost wanting to play against what the beautiful writing was. And then I realised, through a little bit of coaching from our wonderful director and writing and our writer, that I was trying to impose myself on the character. So I fell in love with him in so much that I wanted to protect him a little bit, but I realized I needed to get out of my own way in order to do that. And that was a great experience, a great learning curve. It was draining. It was really difficult to go to those dark places and to marinate in that for so long. Especially within the conditions. But, you know, when I look back on it, it was cathartic, it was therapeutic. It was one of those things that, like, I wouldn't change it for the world. And I'm very proud of the experience.
Speaking of dark places, I mean, how are you with snakes? I mean, do you like snakes? Are you into snakes? Did you have to go through training to hold one? Jesus Christ, it's pretty full on.
Well, are you scared of snakes?
I nearly had to switch over. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. That it was just frightening. But how did you feel when this is part of the character? So you're okay with them?
Absolutely. I love all animals. I'm plant-based anyway, so I've got an affection to all types of animals. But but the exotic snakes, I would go down to the underbelly of the Kinsella house itself, and I would spend a long time just staring at them.
Wow.
And just like looking at. I thought they were absolutely stunning creatures. And I held a real big one across my neck, and obviously in the first episode I had a little one that I wrapped around my arm. And even the little ones are strong. I mean, they can grab you tight, but they're absolutely beautiful. I'm looking, if we ever do go for a season two, I look forward to seeing them again.
Okay. The thing about Cian, as you said, it's a story we haven't heard before on their screens. It's captivating. But there's been a lot of comparisons with shows like Love Hate. How do you take that on board, or how do you feel about that?
I don't mind that. Love Hate kind of captured the nation's imagination, didn't it? I mean, it kind of like changed drama in Ireland. It was a really bold and unapologetic show. It didn't cater for the masses. And I think when you do a show that tries to please everybody, you end up losing everyone. So I liked that about it, and it captured the nation's imagination, certainly captured mine. I mean, I watched it. I binge-watched it. So being compared to something that I believe was a great show, I think, is a compliment. But they're very different shows, very, very different, you know, very different types of beasts. They're both beasts, but they're complete. Like, Kin is very centered around family and centered around family drama, you know, and it has that feel, and that was really attractive to me, you know, that slow burn as well, and those well thought out characters.
Mm. And the relationships, absolutely.
The relationships, yes, of course, and the subtle layers and the dynamics between, like, who you can trust. Even your own family members are not without their blind spots. So that kind of stuff really, really turned me on. I'm like, I salivate at the idea of when I was reading his scripts. But they are, it's a lovely comparison, but they're not the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Emma J. Scanlon, thanks so much. And I have to say, good luck being able to walk down the streets of Dublin soon in peace. I don't see that happening. The next episode of Kin is on Sunday, 9:30 on RT1. So not long to wait. Emma, best of luck with everything. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, love. Bye, bye-bye. There we go. That is Emma J. Scanlon of Kin. Still to come, lads, your chance to win a 1,000 euro hamper with thanks to Nora. The details are on the way. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.